me, 832-281-713, better known as H-Town, Houston, Texas. You already know what this is. Consciousness, community, conversation. It is The Remix. And as always, it's me, it's the DRE. And I'm joined by some fantastic people, some very dope individuals. T2, you back again. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, hey, hey.
Lakeisha, you with us again. Say what's up to everybody.
Hey, y'all.
WYNN, say what's up to our family and friends.
Yo.
So hardcore. Yo. Listen, we are in the building once again. I gotta tell y'all, listen, you might want to stay tuned for this show. We're gonna have a very interesting conversation on today. Today we are talking about bad first dates. We are talking about stalkers. I don't know if anybody ever had any stalkers. We're talking about stalkers. Yep. And we're talking about whether or not we think that women can be with a man that makes less than them. It's all going to be on The Remix Podcast. Sit back, relax, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. Yo, we are back. You are still here and we are too. Make sure that you subscribe to us on, or follow us rather, on Spotify. It's The Remix Podcast on Spotify. Make sure that you follow us on IG. That's Instagram. It's The Remix Podcast on Instagram. Make sure that you follow us on YouTube and Twitter, because we foolish like that. So you want to make sure that you follow us and see what we got to say. It is The Remix Podcast on both of those platforms. And pretty soon you'll be able to see us live and in living color on YouTube.
You're going to
be able
to see this face belongs on YizzyTube.
You're gonna be able to see us because we beautiful like that, and you wanna see what we look like and not just hear what we sound like.
In my beard, wet voice.
Stop that.
Okay. Listen. All right. Here we are. All right. So check this out. Listen. Anybody at the table ever had a bad first date?
Absolutely.
Please share.
She said that with conviction.
Somebody getting ready to put on Front Street.
Back in the day, I was 19, so of course at 19, what kind of good date could you really have?
I mean,
but anywho.
Wait a minute, because I was a G. Please continue.
So, okay, so it was a blind date, as a matter of fact. So I worked at a store named Kohl's. Everybody knows what Kohl's is. So yes. I was working there, and me and him, and he worked at a whole other location. So we would always run into each other over the phone when we would call for item checks. So of course, you know, being a hopeless romantic, oh, it's fate. Maybe it's cool. Maybe it's supposed to be a thing. So we exchanged numbers. He's like, okay, let's go on a date. And I was like, all right, cool. So we decided to go to the movies. He didn't have a car. He needed to have somebody to pick him up, and then they would pick me up, and then we would go to movies. Me being 19, I'm like, whatever, as long as we get into the movies.
Wow. Y'all had a chauffeur?
Yes, we had a chauffeur.
Okay.
This is getting good.
Yes, so, I like
it. Oh, Lord. So he was supposed to pick me up from my job. He was an hour late. Let's start there. He was an hour late. And everybody at work is looking at me like, why are you still here? And I was like, I would be gone already. Trust me. But I'm waiting on this date. And so, and then as soon as he walked in, I don't know how I knew it was him, but I knew it was him, and I instantly felt ill to myself. Uh-oh. His head was smaller than his body.
Wow.
He looked like he was 10 months pregnant.
Oh.
His shirt was dirty. You late and your shirt is dirty? Oh, how dare you?
Wow. Like dirty, like how? Like
like a stain.
Like you just had a, you like just had, like he ate before he got there.
Yes. Yes. I was like, are you for real?
I'm gonna eat some fries in the car.
Are you for real?
Wait a minute. Like, let's not run past this. You gotta be a special kind of ugly to make somebody sick to the stomach at first sight of you. That is,
I was
a special
so upset.
Ugly.
I was like, oh my God.
You have this nauseating quality.
Man. But me being nice, I went anyway. So we went to the movies. And at that time, I had some of my classmates and stuff were still working there, even though we were home from school. And my friend, I'll never forget, I told him straight up, I was like, hey man, this ain't what it looks like. Like at the ticket counter, I was like, it ain't what it looks like.
So you had to do the whole
woman-splaining.
Yeah. This is a homeboy. We were just cool. But he was looking at me like, really? And I was like, no, this ain't what it looks like. And we just had to choose the longest movie ever.
What'd y'all see?
War of the Worlds.
Oh my God.
That movie was 2 hours, the longest 2 hours of my life. He kept trying to hold my hand. I didn't want to hold it. I was like, please stop. And then his breath stank too. On top of that, breath was kicking. And then our chauffeur takes me home, and he's trying to get a first kiss. And I was like, nope, I don't do kisses on first dates. No, I'm good in hell. Well, I've kissed on first dates before. I was like, nope, never again, never again.
So that was it. That was the world of worlds.
That was it. He tried afterwards, but then I used the excuse of, I'm a woman that's got a lot going on. And this, if you can't understand that, then you shouldn't be with me. I flipped it.
Wait a minute.
Oh, so you just broke down like, I just really have a lot going on.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was me.
Fellas, listen, I need you to know your worth. if you hear a woman recite for you what we just heard, I need you to understand, it's time to go get your grill fixed. It's time to jump in the gym.
Change your damn shirt.
You work at Kohl's, man.
Right.
Don't be eating no nuggets on the way to the day.
You could have snatched some off the mannequin and you show up with a dirty shirt. Who raised you?
For real.
Lakeisha, you ever had a bad first date?
I'm coming out of 20 years of marriage, so you know.
Oh, so just stand by.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's coming.
Oh yeah, you coming out? Oh yeah, it's coming. You gonna have some stories to tell?
I pray not.
No! The dating game done changed.
It's only more interesting.
Oh yeah, you gonna have some stories in about another year.
Oh, it ain't gonna take that long. It ain't gonna take that long.
Oh, you absolutely right.
About 6 weeks.
So let me ask you,
are you dating yet?
No, I have not.
Started. Nobody jumped in your inbox?
Well, they have, but I'm not entertaining.
So what happens when they jump in the inbox? What do you say?
Nothing.
You just don't respond?
No. You just leave them on red?
Wait. Are they being rude? Are they being raunchy? Or are they just saying hi?
No, I just don't say anything.
You just...
Now you can't come on now. You got to at least say, "Hey, I'm not interested."
How you doing? I appreciate it. Cause you know, guys jump in and be like, "Hey, how you doing? I was checking out your profile. You know what I'm saying? You look good. Just want to see it, you know."
No, you know how if you have your settings where you don't necessarily have messages coming directly to you.
Gotcha.
See where it's in that little hidden section.
Mm-hmm.
And I just keep on.
You just ignore it.
I'm not interested. Yeah.
Prince Charming might be in there. You never know.
No, I mean, if I'm not interested, I always vet, you know,
when
someone sends a friend request and all that. I'm not
For sure.
So if I'm not interested, I don't even.
Well, I agree, because you know people just jump in your inbox and DMs and stuff like that. You gotta vet people.
Man, listen,
you gotta vet people.
I have ignored a few people in my lifetime, so I get it.
If I don't entertain what I can already see is
right.
Not of interest, then I don't have to worry about all that drama.
Right.
I agree. Now I had a really bad first date. Similar to I'm gonna choose this person. I don't know where this person is in the world, so I can choose this particular person.
Dun dun dun.
So my bad first date was actually to the movies.
Oh God!
I'm gonna tell my age because I'm gonna tell you how long ago this was. It was a blind date. So this is before cell phones and social media. See, back in the day when you had a blind date, she was really blind. Like you didn't know what the person looked like. You had no idea.
No, you had to ask them in advance. Mail me a picture.
Yeah, mail me a picture. Or have I seen them somewhere? Like, well, we are. Like, do you describe them? That was the other thing. This what they look like, and then they
hang out here.
Yeah, you gotta kind of feel your way through. So y'all can cheat now. You can go on social media, just check out, you know, and all of that. And they got the filters, and then you be like, oh, they fine. I think I'm gonna try to shoot them a shot. But and
then you see them unfiltered.
That needs to be a show, unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
Like unsung. Unfiltered.
Witchcraft and sorcery.
Chicanery.
Unfiltered. I like that.
Oh, I did it. Coming soon.
Listen, if anybody does that, I just want 5% of the show when you sell it and give it to me in Bitcoin. All right. Anyway, so I went out 19 years. I think I was like 19 to 20. And so I can't think of who hooked me up. It was their cousin or something. And so She was driving. She could. I wasn't driving. I didn't have a car at the time. So she was driving. She came and, you know, picked me up. And he's like, oh, you know, she fine. You know, she, because that was back in the day, she was light skinned. So that was the thing. She bright skinned, light skinned. You know, she got this long hair. And I was like, yes, I'm finna win, right? So she pulls up in the car. I'm like, and she got a car. Oh, this about to go down, right? So I come outside the house and I look and all I see is this. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, wow. No.
It was this. It was hair, but it was like, it was just like, it was like an arch. It was like,
it so was, her hair was like it was, girl's hair off of Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, it was natural, but it was like, you know, it was what Madagascar when the lion.
Oh, no.
Listen, when he. Jesus. Oh, Madagascar, when the lion, you know, he had, they went out and he was going back to the wild and his hair got, that's what her hair looked like.
Take me to the king.
She took her to the salon. Anyway, so what happened was, and I'm okay with natural hair. I have no problem with natural hair. I have natural hair. Wife has all of that. So anyway, so I get in the car, I look, and then like she has real bad acne and all this stuff. And I'm just like, damn. I'm like, God, nigga lied to me. Like, I can't wait till I get back home. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm going to date. So we were going. This is how long ago it was. We went to go see Interview with a Vampire at the movies.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm old. It was in the movies. Tom Cruise rapping. It was in the movies. All right. So we went to this is how I knew it was gonna be a bad birthday. First of all, I wasn't attracted to her. That's the whole thing. Then we show up at the movies, Interview with a Vampire. We went to it had been at the movies for a while, so now it was at the budget film, right? The $2 movie, right? Yeah. So we sitting there, a fight break out. Down like some rows in front of us, fight breaks out, right? So now we gotta leave the movie. So we running out the door of the movie because they in there fighting, all right? So then we go to Denny's of all places. Mm-hmm. And now I'm looking at her like I can't even salvage a conversation. I can't salvage the day because I'm looking at you like, damn, this is so messed up. Like, I don't know if you've been in a day, you're just like, this is so messed up. Like,
hello.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, this
I
is
just
so,
said.
And I'm just looking like, this is so messed up. And I'm like, I can't even eat. I'm not even hungry. I can't, like, give me. And then after that, so she drops me back off at home, and I got out of the car so fast and closed the door. Listen, at that moment, I think I realized what some women feel like when they go out with guys and they're like, I can't wait for the door to be over. I don't even think she said bye. It was like, I got out the door. She was like, bah! And the door was closed.
Oh, no.
And I was gone in the house. I called that dude up. That's back when that was the cordless phone. We had cell phones back then. That's the cordless phone. I called him, like, hey. So you really don't like me.
You said the girl looked like Freddie Jackson. She get out of the car looking like Freddie Jackson.
I mean, she had December going. I'm like, this is really messed up. And so you had a bet. We married. So I mean, you know.
So listen, let me give this disclosure. I'm the type of dude, I've always been in long term relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think I'm the only native Houstonian at the table. So I don't even know if y'all gonna understand some of this. But back when I was in high school, there was this thing that was real popular in the city called a chat line, right?
Oh, I remember chat line.
I remember the chat line, oh, man. Yeah. So I get on the chat line, I meet this girl, and we start talking. We've been talking for months. I'm like, I bet. Send me a picture. She mails me a picture of herself, and I'm like, this girl is pretty. I didn't realize it was the neck up. I'm slow.
Oh,
I'm slow.
Oh, Lord.
I'm thinking to myself, this girl is real pretty. And so we like, all right, we're in high school. I think I was like a freshman in high school. So we was like, all right, let's get together and we're going to go to the movies. Now this, we went to Gulf Gate Movies. Do any of y'all remember Gulf Gate Movies?
No, I'm not a Houstonian.
See, yeah. Y'all didn't even know Gulf Gate had a movies, did you?
Mm. Had no idea.
Yeah. What is Gulf Gate?
Out 45 South. Right. You know what Dot's restaurant is? Never mind. Let's continue. At any rate, Gulf Gate had a movie theater. And so we meet out at Gulf Gate Movie Theater. And I'm waiting for her to walk up. Now, I had to get my mom had to drive me. Her mom had to drive her. She walks up.
Was the music playing in your head? Waiting for her.
You know what? Let me be honest. I was real mannish. And so, Bet You By Golly Wow probably wasn't a song on my mind. It was probably gonna be some R. Kelly or something like that. And so I'm thinking to myself, I can't wait to get this girl in the movies. It's dark. You know, it's a day movie. Ain't nobody gonna be somebody in there. Felt up. It's about to go down.
Oh, Lord.
This girl walks out of the car, and I had no idea that she was 295 pounds. Now, I ain't got nothing against heavy set people at all.
Nothing.
But I'm like 13 at the time. So I'm like buck 10 soaking wet. And so I'm like, you know what? I really dig this girl. She has a sweet heart. She's caring.
You talking yourself into it?
I didn't have to because I'm let's be clear, my wife is gorgeous, but I've never been one that was just solely hung up on looks.
Well, me neither.
I'm always like, you know, I can find something about you that's pretty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And you know what? She had her nails done, the old school French manicure. I was like, that. I can dig that.
Yeah.
We get in the movies, and so before the movie starts, she's like, I want to sit in your lap.
Oh, boy.
I'm like,
you got this. You had this. You 13. Like,
I'm 13 and I'm, you know, frisky.
You got young legs.
I'm like, right. I'm like,
come you got on. This.
And so I'm like, I bet you can sit in my lap. So she sits in my lap for a few minutes. Then she looks back at me. Don't laugh. I'm hungry. You laughed anyway. You
too late. Too late.
She says, can you give me some popcorn? Bet. That's light work.
Yeah.
I go get this girl some popcorn, y'all. I swear to God, she devours the entire large popcorn in 5 minutes flat.
You ain't get none.
I ain't getting none. I didn't want none, though. In all fairness, I didn't want at least offer, though. See, Easter popcorn, let's not forget, this girl is sitting in my lap. This wonderful human being sitting in my lap, eating popcorn, lets out.
Don't say it.
No, don't
the
do it.
Loudest.
Don't do it. No.
Stinkiest fart I have ever smelled in my life.
No, why?
While she's sitting in my lap with a dress on.
Oh,
I wasn't ready.
Needless to say, at this point, I have gave up the ghost. I'm right on the edge of just being completely done with the whole situation.
I'm a donkey on the edge.
I'm on the edge. And so we get about 20 minutes into the movie, and she was like, I'll be right back.
Why she can sound like that?
I don't know if she was shy. She go to the bathroom. I know she gone like 20 minutes. I'm like, wow. Comes back. And she tries to sit in my lap again. I'm like, no, but sit right here in the chair. And she was like, no. I want to sit in your lap again. And I was like, I rolled my eyes. I'm like, all right, cool. This girl picks up her purse, unzips it, and says, look in my purse. And I look in her purse, and it's the biggest pair of underwear I ever seen in my life.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, I'm on the slow bus because I just had to realize what you were saying. I was like, why she got underwear in the she went and took them off.
She went and took them off. But this is the problem, y'all. I'm trying to figure out to myself, I know it didn't take you 20 minutes to take your pen. I know.
Or maybe it did.
Maybe she freshened up.
I don't care at this point. At this point, I just want the date to be over. And so this is back when prime co phones was a thing.
Oh, man.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
What is prime co?
Y'all don't know what prime co phones. It's all good. Prime co phones was this wood grain cellular device that you could use to talk to people back and forth. It was a big thing in Houston at the time. Houston thing. All and right. So I pulled out my prime co phone and I was like, hello. I got. Can you excuse me real quick? Get up. I gotta go kiss this. This is my mama calling me. I run outside. I wait 10 minutes. I come back and I say, hey, my mama is on her way to come get me. I'm sorry, we gotta cut the day short. We'll come back into the movies until she. No, because she told me if I'm not outside when she pull up, I'm gonna be in trouble. And so I waited. I don't want you to miss it though, because I want you to tell. I'm gonna call you later on, and I want you to tell me what happened. I made her sit in the movies and watch while I waited outside.
Do you remember what movie it was?
I don't even. You know what? Was it the Little Mouse? God dog it.
Stuart Little. That was a long movie too.
It was. I wouldn't know.
So I'm thinking the moral of the story is if you don't want to go on a bad day, don't go to the movies.
Maybe that's what it is.
It's a bad first date. I did to go to the movies anyway.
Absolutely. Like dinner too.
It's dinner too. Well, dinner? Yeah.
I do have a quick story on that one.
Come on.
Not me, but a friend. Went on a date. Actually, this guy asked her out on a date, took her out. They went to a restaurant, and he didn't have enough money. He said, "We gonna split the meal." How about that?
We destroying patriarchy though.
Well, technically, half of this bill is yours.
We gonna get one bill and we gonna split it.
I got one better than
One bill or one meal?
Meal.
Wait. Take me to the king.
So, I don't have enough money, so we gonna get this one
meal and we gonna split it.
My God.
And split paying it too?
Or just split the meal.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah. Great.
I mean, because we splitting the meal. I mean, I guess you could play it off and be like, I'm not really that hungry.
Yeah.
And you know, I tell you what, let's just get this and we'll just split it. And you could just kind of play it and it'd be kind of like the flirty kind of,
no,
you know, I mean, if you got game, like you could spin it.
But my question is, why take someone out on a date? Why ask someone out on
exactly
a date
if you're the one offering?
Who raised you?
Well, now I got a question. Do the two ladies at the table think that if you ask a man, because you know we like you said, we breaking the model patriarchy, right? Do you all think that if you ask a man to go out, do you all think you should pay?
If I ask,
yeah, if I ask,
that's fair.
If he
that's
asks fair. Me, he should pay. But I'm always I'm willing to share the bill. But if you ask me, my expectation is that you are going to pick up the bill.
Absolutely.
Well, that's fair. Does it change if he says, "Hey, do you want to go out?" Like, and you're like, "Yeah, I want to go out with you," and you'd be like, "Well, hey, let's go Dutch." Like, let's go, which I don't really know where that term came from.
I don't think for a first date, I don't think that's appropriate. If you're asking me, then I would think that you are offering to take me out.
I'm gonna pick you up though. I'm gonna pick you up.
Nah, bro. Wait.
So hold on. I got a question.
No, absolutely not.
I got a question.
You're gonna treat her like a woman.
I got a question. On the first I got a question date. For that. Because this is my thing. I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But logically, it seems more appropriate for a first date to be Dutch. Because I don't know you.
I don't know if I'm even like
you. I don't know what this vibe is going to be. And so, I get it. It's not a whole lot of money. The amount is insignificant.
But
it's an investment.
But if you go in with the expectation, especially if that person says, "Hey, let's go somewhere," I'm expecting you to probably spend some money too.
I get it.
So
I get it.
If I call T2 and say, "Hey girl, what's up? I feel like going for some crawfish. You want to go? Come on, let's go get some crawfish." If I'm asking her to come, now I can let her know and make it known, like, I, you know, you got it, you good. But for me personally, if I ask you, I'm inviting you,
right?
And I'm footing the bill.
Maybe I see what you're saying, because if Wim, like, you know, "Hey Dre, listen, like, let's go sit down and eat." Now this, the difference is, if he says that, I say, "Okay, cool." I'm really not expecting him to pay.
Right.
"Hey, let's go." And if he says, no, I got it," okay, cool.
Right.
But I'm going because he said, "Hey, do you want to go eat?"
Right.
Right.
If I say yes, I'm preparing myself to pay. Now, let's say hypothetically, you know, T2 says, you know, Tyra says, "Hey, you know, let's go sit down and let's catch up. Let's eat." I'm not really anticipating that she's gonna pay.
Right.
I'm coming with the anticipation I'm either, more than likely, I'm probably gonna pay, but I'm just gonna pick it up.
Right.
But
right.
I'm at least preparing myself to pay for right. myself. Okay. And then she, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah. that's how I view it.
Right.
But I do agree
but
with
women. What? Women enjoy this thing called privilege that they don't want to acknowledge.
Listen, oh, I'm trying.
Boy. Ain't no, it ain't no, no cap.
No, it's no, no cap. It's real. No, that's real.
It's real. It's real.
I don't feel like I have this thing called privilege. I don't. I would
call that it. That sounded privilege. Real mayonnaise-y. That sounded mayonnaise-y.
I wouldn't call it whatever. Privilege. It's called there's a level of respect.
Let me pop that hand. So listen, every race and every gender experiences a level of privilege.
Say it with your chest, little ass nigga.
So watch this. So women enjoy their version of privilege.
Okay.
Just like men enjoy their version of privilege.
Okay.
The problem is, women don't always want to acknowledge their level of privilege.
Okay. I completely agree.
Because a woman can go to dinner and don't have a single solitary dime.
Not
a
penny. I'm not gonna do that though. See,
but you can
put myself in that position.
But you can.
But you can.
I have watch this.
Because yes, I gave yes. a scenario yes. where he
hold
said
up.
He
wait a minute, wait a minute.
I didn't
now, have now look, I've been married for a long time. So let me put this disclaimer out. This was a long time ago. I went to a club with some girls that weren't even from the city of Houston. Mm-hmm. They just came to Houston to party.
Okay.
This one particular girl, I think she was from like Anaheim or something like that. This girl had $10 to her name. Mm. And went to the club, got into VIP, got real nice and drunk.
I bet.
Went to dinner afterwards or breakfast, whatever you want to call it. Ain't spent a dime yet.
Came with 10, left with 10.
Maybe probably left with more.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here peeping the scene, and I'm looking like, are you serious?
Name one guy that can do that.
I don't know
that.
There's not one.
You can't name not one guy who can show up in the club. First of all, you can't get in. They'll be like, no. It's $20 to get in. All I got is 10. I look good. You don't get enough 10.
Shoot, that story sounded like my prom night.
See what I'm talking about?
I only spent $10 legit.
See what I'm talking about?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Privilege.
Privilege. Women can show up, not have any money, just look good, smell good the whole nine, and would get whatever they... Guys will pay for drinks, pay for food, pay for you to get in, let you in the VIP. I'm telling you.
I paid $100 to get in VIP that night.
I'm just trying to tell you.
$100. And that was just for me.
Trying to tell you.
Okay.
Just trying to tell you. So, that's true.
That was just for me.
So with that being said, for the record, I will be one of the first women to acknowledge I have some kind of woman privilege.
Yeah, round of applause. Round of applause. Round of applause. Okay.
But I don't use it for evil.
Right. Wait a minute.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Robin S. Hood, right?
Yeah. No. I'm not going to let you slide with that. Not gonna let you slide. We're gonna come back and visit that. Listen, so here's the last thing. We got to bounce. We got 3 minutes. All right. Has anybody at the table ever had a stalker?
Yes. I know people who've had stalkers.
Who've had stalkers?
Yeah.
And not necessarily the scary, like show up in the bushes, like at the window. Oh, yeah. But well, you can stalk on like social media.
Yeah.
Everybody can stalk on social media,
but like see back in the day they had stalkers.
But it's a different level with social media now because there's so many different platforms, and if they sit there and like, oh, I'm still find them, like you can block a person all on these other social medias.
I bet you won't find me on Cash App though.
You ain't finna block this Cash App.
Send it, give it here.
I need those $10.
40. I need 40. I know my worth.
Yeah, like, because I have a friend girl who legit had a stalker dude for a split second. It was a whole thing. But anyway, she blocked him on everything. Then one day, I'm at work. She texts me a screenshot that this dude done followed her on LinkedIn.
I've heard a lot about that.
Yeah.
And she was like, what? And I was like, what? And I was like, girl, let me hurry up and help you find out how to block him on LinkedIn.
Maybe he wanted to give her a reference. That's it.
No. No. LinkedIn. I was like, trying to find, man.
You desperate when you want to follow somebody on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, I just want to know where you work at now at this point. I'm just going to show up on the job.
I will say this, man. Everybody talk about guys that are stalkers because they go above and beyond. But listen, let me tell you this. If you ain't never had a female
stalker, man, listen,
you don't know what stalking really is.
Man,
women are inventive,
next level,
and creative. You think LinkedIn is something? A female stalker will be your mama's nurse. You show up at the house trying to figure out what the hell are you doing here.
Oh my god.
And she be like, hey, god. Boo.
They your supervisor at work.
Right. You like, when you get hired here?
Go report to your new supervisor going to office. Hey, when?
I know doggone when. Listen. If you ain't never had a female stalker, you ain't never been stalked.
Next level. I do agree. Next level. Sounds like
this thing, they don't just do surveillance. They do tactical work too. They will absolutely positively run you over in your car.
In your car. Yes.
In your car. Because they got a spare key. Don't ask me how they got it. I didn't get it.
And it's not even an ignition key.
It's not even an ignition key.
It's a fob.
How you get a fob?
How you get a fob to the car? Oh, listen. The moral of the story is, listen, y'all make sure if y'all stalking out there, stop it. Like, if they don't want to be with you anymore, like, just
if
unfriend them.
You can't get help at Charter, please. Get help somewhere.
There's following them on social media after you have broken up and they said they don't want to have anything to do with you is not going to help you heal
at
get
all.
Past it get better help. Find somebody. It's not going to help you
at
so
all.
Don't do the stalking, and by all means definitely do this, and this is very important. If you're going to go out on dates, it's not really a blind date per se, because you're seeing them, but you don't know what that person is really like. So I will say this on a serious note, make sure that if you're going to start dating somebody, make sure that you spend enough time getting to know the person that you are trying to date. Because, you know, I know Steve Harvey had like 90 day rule. You don't give it up for 90 days,
man,
but
get out of here.
I mean, I agree. But just make sure that you know the person. If you're going to choose to wait the 90 days to do it, or you're going to do it on the first night or second date, whatever you're going to do, make sure that you know that you're confident enough in the person that you know, and be okay to investigate and figure out who the person is, because
via stalking.
Yeah, you don't know what you're getting. You know, so you need to make sure of that, because anybody can put on a good face
on
social media. Yeah, everybody got a representative. We're gonna talk about that one day too. Everybody got a representative. We all have put on our representative before we let the real person show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was a long time, and I'm gonna say this and we gotta be done. It's a long time before I even pass gas in front of my wife. Like, I would get up and go to the bathroom and just
it better be.
Because I want you to respect me.
Yeah. So I'm assuming all the respect's gone down the drain since the party.
I'm just telling you.
Once you smell this, I don't know if you're gonna want to stick around.
You gonna need
I gotta make sure you love me for real.
You gonna need an ENT after this. Listen, we gotta go. But for everybody, for T2, thank you for sitting in. Lakeisha, thank you for coming and joining us on today's pod. And for WYMM, my nigga, if you don't
take
get no video.
Take me to the king.
He on his way. Listen, we out of here. Peace out.